AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com. To the old me, scared and unseen, you're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes and the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This is the voice I found. For those who lost their voice, I sing it loud. I keep it real, keep it purpose bound. Every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place. It's a call to every soul who wants to be free. A song for-
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's Edna J. White, and I'm so glad that you are on Keeping It Real. Well, I have a subject for you today. It's all about doing what you do, but doing it with some, you know, self-worth. So the other day, I got an email from one of my clients who was asking about what was real about gurus, you know, the G-U-R-U-S's of the world. And, you know, I haven't been invited, by the way, to Clubhouse because it's invitation only. So, I haven't been invited, but that's okay. You know, I want to master one social media platform at a time. But I want you to think about when you're doing your business. This is to all business owners. Let me just say that. All business owners, small business entrepreneurs, I love you. You're doing the right thing. Keep it up. Keep working. But here's the thing, and to my black businesses, start your business off right. Stop thinking like it's a hustle. It's a business. So I just wanted to put that out there for my black people and for my white friends as well, my white folks. If you're running your business like it's a side hustle, stop it. But I'm proud of you for getting into business. I'm so sick and tired of seeing these gurus. And I don't pretend to be a guru and an expert on anything. Let me just say that. I am an expert and I have learned experience and educational experience on how my life, what my life has taught me. And in doing all of that, I teach other people how to live or how to overcome in their life if they've experienced it. So I'm so sick of that. I'm sick of going on my Instagram. No, I'm sorry. No, I don't use Instagram. My LinkedIn. And when I'm posting something and in pops people with all these remedies to get me from to where I need to go. And I'm so tired of that. And then when I ask them the one question they need to be asked, how's it working for you? What can you show me that you're doing that is increased? Maybe a copy of your check. And then I lose them. You don't have to be a guru, and your brand shouldn't be wanting to be a guru at anything. You first have to get your business right in order to teach somebody else how to do their business the right way. You know, I've been tricked so many times, even up till maybe a month ago. Really got involved with trying to create my brand And this one particular SEO specialist said that he could get my brand, my website up on the Google website. And I said, well, coaches are not like that. And I see a bunch of coaches doing that. I want to do something outside the ordinary. Promise me. I paid a lot of money, let me just say. And I was very disappointed, very upset. So my advice to any business, any small business, anyone that's startup, think outside the box when you're doing your business. Don't go with the crowd of people when you're doing your business. What sets you aside is when you're going the opposite direction. When everybody's falling into that trap of going all in somewhere, know that you have to go the other direction, okay? So that's my advice for all businesses. Now I want to talk about black businesses. You know, we're already disadvantaged because I know for me, there's sexism, there's womanism, there's because I'm black. You know, I got the triple threat going on with me. And we already have the black business already has a lack of accessibility to capital. And there's so many inequalities involved in the systems that are set up. What I'm saying, black businesses, black female businesses, black male businesses, black minority, any of us who are the minority, women, listen, think about your business on the outside, on the out of the box, and dream big. Don't dream you can save your lower level because you're going to have to get to a point where you want to, instead of being a small business, you want to be a mid-sized business. But you have to start thinking like a mid-sized business in order to be a larger business. In order to be a larger business, you have to be a multi-million dollar business. So you can't start thinking small and stay small. You know, the people talk about their expertise. And I don't know if I'm too comfortable with the word, but I do know I'm an expert in my experiences. That's all I know. I'm an expert at being me. So, I think that's my goal, my brand. I'm an expert at being me. And if me helps you, we're good money. I just made something up there. But, you know, I'm an expert at being me, and you should be an expert at being you. We don't have to say much if we're expert at being ourselves. We don't have to do much if we're being expert in what we're skilled at, what we have education in, and we can culminate all of that together. We don't have to be a fake guru and claim to have free reign over everyone else and promise the world all these great things. All we need to do is promise a few good people who need your service, who are attracted to you, and you're not chasing them, to be first rate. That's all. So, I don't want to, say that leveraging is out of the question, but I do want you solopreneurs, entrepreneurs, small business startups, black business owners, I want you all to start to your business the right way from the ground up. You know, make it so that you're reaching out where no other business is. Make it so that you're researching what you're doing, that it's totally out of the box thinking. You know, not like everyone else, you know. It takes someone to stand out in order to get the business. That's what happens, you know. The reason why I get the business is because I stand out and I don't try to be better than someone else. I try to be a better me. That's what I try to be, a better me. And when you get that brand, you really stand out. Now, my coaching business is life coaching. And life coaching has to do with life, it has to do with business and career. And I'm finding out that when I coach individuals or groups, it's about their business first, because that's the meat and potatoes here in this world. And then along the way, I find out that they need help in the life part, because they all kind of interchange and work together. Because I've never seen someone or client who literally does not want help. I remember, no, I do. I have one person. And I remember offering a mentor to three people. Nobody really answered. And then I did get the three people. And I found out that doing things like that, free things, people don't want that. And then if you do help them, they have all the amount of excuses not to get it done. And when you find clients like that, it's best just kind of let them go, because they're not serious about their lives, and you putting in extra to work with them is not going to help them. Even if you have a product, literally, if a person keeps telling you that they're going to buy a product, they're going to buy it every time you post something, they're going to buy it and never buy it, it's best to block them off your page, because they're not doing anything but being fake. And you don't want that fake stuff going on. You don't want to even be bothered to answer them. You know, you don't want to get in that the position to start working with someone like that, you know? But I want you to get into the realm of, like I said, starting your business the right way from the ground up. I just, you know, your business certifications, your insurance, you know, the things you need to know to be lawfully embodied as a business. And then, where is my business going to take me in 3 months? Where is my business going to take me in 6 months? Where is my business going to take me in 6 years? Where is it going? What am I doing this for? Why am I doing this? And then when you figure those two things out, you'll figure out how to step forward. I had someone say to me, I didn't want to answer the question because I was embarrassed. I said, embarrassed? I'm never embarrassed anymore, because you know what? The more truthful you are with your circumstances, the more truthful the universe will be with you. Many years ago, someone told me, you can't tell all your business to everybody because they're going to use it against you. Well, they're going to use it against me even if they find it out from somebody else. So it doesn't really matter. What matters is my intent. That's what matters. And I think my brand is truthfulness and integrity. And that's my leverage for my strategy to be really, you know, in every one of my stories, in every one of my images, every one of my results that I look at, it's my truthfulness, no matter what I do and what direction I take my business. And I'm telling you all, it's important that your business flourishes and gets that strategy of guidance and be empowered. You know, because every business has a honeymoon period. It's great. But when you do a lot of great things, are you getting paid for that great thing? You know, we kind of exchange money for the energy of doing good, feeling good, and then we look at our books and say, gosh, we only made $1,000 this year, but we did a whole lot of good things. But the reason you go into business is to create money, to create that energy so you can be, you know, free from your full-time job. That's the plan. But we don't. We get those things kind of mixed up. And that's what I work on, is that emotional attachment you have to certain belief systems that keep you from growing to be multi-million dollar. From you going to your six figures, no matter what that looks like to you. From you going to your eight figures or nine figures, whatever figure you want. I figure out what is stopping you. But I also give you creative ideas on how to think outside the box and expand your business and expose your business. That's the thing, to be creative, to expand and expose your business to new clients. So I encourage you guys today to keep doing what you're doing. Keep your business moving. But here's a tremendous thing. Think outside the brand and stop being a fake guru. Think outside the brand and brand yourself as you. This is Edna J. White signing off.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.